distinguished guests. It took me about 6 or 7 years to walk into a convent function without breaking into a cold sweat, and then also left about 3 years later. So it's actually the whole life membership concept. I always feel a little bit embarrassed when someone like myself it's an honour that I am very pleased to accept, but it's the type of people who devote so much of their life to a football club sometimes, rather than those of us who really get paid to work at our hobby. And we tend to, if you're involved with football for a long time, the clubs that you're so much part of your being for a period of your life become an opposition for another part of your life. So I guess from this point of view, we can just hop back in the time capsule. A fair few years. My time at Collingwood was 10 of the most stimulating and exciting years. We were fortunate enough to have our window of opportunity for a few years there from maybe 98 from 88 of course to 92. For about 5 years we were able to win the one premiership. I always think that clubs last forever, individuals are just transitory through the club system. So the time that I spent at Collingwood, the final rink with the playing part finished when Scott Burns retired. He was the last player that played in 1995 when I was still coach. But the club is in a magnificent position for those with long memories. If you can remember back at the beginning of 1986, when the club was almost bankrupt, almost closed its doors, and can you imagine that the chairman, the coach and the chief executive officer all changed after round 3 of 1986. So the club has thrived enormously since then. The chairman that I was involved with, of course, Alan McAllister, I saw Alan at the airport, just coincidentally on Sunday when I was coming down from Brisbane. We arrived at the same time, he'd been on holidays, and Alan was a fantastic chairman. One thing that sticks in my mind over and over again is he used to say, Lee, whatever you think of all the facts, assess all the information, but keep doing what you think is right. So that's the kind of support that I got from Alan McAllister. And that he was one of those people, I hope that Alan's already a life member of the club, because the time that he gave in the decade or so that I was coach was just magnificent. So again, all I can do, Ed and the board, just thank you so much for this honour and this privilege. As I say, it's always strange when Collingwood, to me, you feel like a different person. I used the term schizophrenic once to talk about my football involvement, being so heavily involved with clubs, and then again, as I say, being opposition at other stage of your life. And I got a letter of protest from the Schizophrenic Association of Australia. So, I won't use the term, but I think you know what I mean. Sometimes it's like a different person when you think back at the time that you spend as a different club. But this round, the first Anzac Day game here, just briefly, I can always remember the day that we decided to get a bus to the ground. We arrived at Brunton Avenue and there was crowds everywhere, and thought the gates must have opened. I remember walking into the ground and the ground was full. There was 90,000 people sitting there an hour and a half before the game, just waiting for the game to start. So the excitement that Collingwood generates by being able to play big venues in front of really big crowds so often, and of course the Anzac Day game is now such a great annual event in the football calendar. So I thank you all for the time. Good to see some of the faces that were still there in my time. One thing certainly, football, if you don't get paid much, you keep your job forever.